I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines
and focus on the facts. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 484 new COVID confirmations over the weekend. It's over 100 more cases than last weekend. We had 157 cases in Lagos, so 52 more than last weekend. So while the third wave is on its way out, it seems to be on its way out, it's not going without a fight. Don't become a victim in the dying minute. Eh? Don't last dent yourself. Let's remain vigilant. Limit your movements if you can. Wear a mask when you go out, keep your distance from people when you can, and do simple things like washing and sanitizing your hands as frequently as possible. You know, you're safe until at least we can all get vaccinated, right? Speaking of vaccinations, the phase two of COVID vaccinations is still ongoing. That's our second hard fact of the day. If you haven't gotten your jabs yet, please make arrangements to do so. Just go to your nearest primary healthcare center for your first dose. But if you are going for your second dose, just go back to where you got the first dose and, you know, protect yourself and the people you care about. We've got a third hard fact today. It's International Day of the Girl. This year's theme is Digital Generation, Our Generation. So on this Wednesday's Glass Ceiling, that's in 2 days' time, we're going to be looking at getting girls into tech. There's actually a story on social media about a school that has different extracurricular activities for boys and different extracurricular activities for girls. While boys are allowed to do video games and other tech stuff, girls are allowed to do sewing and cooking. Oh yes, in 2021. These are some of the attitudes that encourage girls from an early age to look away from tech. Anyway, that's for Wednesday. I'm looking forward to that conversation. Wednesday at 4 p.m. Don't miss it. But yeah, thank you for making Hard Facts the number one current affairs show in Lagos. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong, and have a great show for all of you today. We'll start with a big weekend, as always. We'll talk about the Lagos Police Command vowing to stop any NSARS memorial demonstrations. Let's also talk about Kingsley Moghalu taking his presidential ambition to the ADC. Then we'll talk about Governor Sanwo-Olu calling Tinubu to join the race. And then let's talk about Chiwetel Ago in SSS custody. It was a really big weekend. Heavy hitting stories there. Now on Madam Landlord, let's talk some more about the federal mortgage scheme. One of my expert guests is back to answer your questions about how it works, who is eligible, etc., etc. On the big hard fact today, we'll talk about getting more teachers. It's a conversation we had last week. I told you that the federal government wants to start paying 50,000 naira and 75,000 naira per semester to education students to increase the supply of teachers. So we're going to go deeper into that policy to see if it will work, to see if it will be enough. We'll look at all the factors that lead to Nigeria not having enough primary and secondary school teachers. If you're a teacher, I would really love to hear from you today at 5 p.m. That's when that conversation takes the air. As usual, we're going to bring you all the latest news. All the latest news stories will come your way. We'll also have conversations with Rufai on the other side of 6 o'clock. And then, of course, there will be... an opportunity for you to win 20,000 naira on the show today, because it's still Nigeria Info's birthday and we're making sure that as many people as possible eat our national cake. So make sure you're one of the persons who will be winning some money. I will let you know when the game will happen, because two people will win. So one person is going to win between 4 and 5, the other person will win between 5 and 6. But let's get right into today's big weekend. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. And the ADC build a viable national election structure? Is Sanwo-Olu's assessment of Tinubu correct? Why does the police want to stop NSAR's memorial demonstrations? And should Chinwe Achebe be in custody? Like I said, Lagos, it was a really big weekend. We're going to do our best to do the stories justice. But for right now, the police in Lagos wants to stop any NSAR's memorial demonstrations. We heard this directly from the police commissioner, Hakim Odumoshu. He said the force got intel that some young people are planning a demonstration today to mark 1 year of the NSAR's demonstrations. And he said that the police is warning them not to try it, because according to him, last year's protests brought pain, anguish and destruction. And so the police wants to avoid a repeat. Now, of course, if you were not in Nigeria at the time and maybe you were living under a rock and so you didn't know what went down in 2020 during the NSAR's protests, I'm playing some footage for you on our live stream, Nigeria Info 99.3, that's Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Of course, if you cannot watch our live stream, I'll play some clips for you right here on air. That was from last year. So protests kicked off in Lagos on the 8th of October 2020, and it lasted for 3 weeks. We had mothers joining in, we had churches joining in, we had mosques joining in. It was happening all over the country at the same time. The governor went to meet the protesters in Alausa. But anyways, the police says don't do it tomorrow because it brought a lot of pain. It brought a lot of anguish and destruction. He said something that is very interesting. I need to read it in his exact words for you. The police commissioner said, to forestall breakdown of law and order, the police will use all legitimate means within their constitutional powers to suppress the planned protest, end quote. Now, I say this is interesting because the Commissioner of Police is suggesting that the Constitution gives the police powers to suppress a planned protest. However, as we've discussed more than once here on Hard Facts, it's quite the opposite. The Constitution gives Nigerians the right to protest and stops the government from stopping them. That's why before President Buhari was president, he was able to sue the police for stopping a protest by his party, and the Supreme Court ruled in his favor. The court said that freedom of assembly, as guaranteed in the Constitution, gives citizens the right to gather and protest as long as they remain peaceful. So let's come to that peaceful part. The CPE is saying that the NSAR's protests were destructive. Do you agree? But before you answer, let me refresh your memory a bit, because here on Hard Facts, I covered every single day of the protests. On the first day, the protesters went to Alausa. The speaker, Modashiro Obasa, met with them. Very peaceful. The next day, they were admitted into the House of Assembly. Very peaceful. After that, they kept gathering at Alausa, Surulere, and the Lekki toll gate. Very peaceful. The first reports of violence came days later, but it wasn't violence by the protesters. It was violence by the police against the protesters in Lagos, Ibadan, and Abuja. In fact, a protester was killed here, and the governor and police command called for investigation. If I remember correctly, he wasn't even a protester. He came out to ease himself. He was a driver of someone and they were stuck in traffic, and he came out to ease himself and he was caught by a stray bullet. After that, there was more violence against protesters, this time by thugs. And I interviewed some of the protesters here on Hard Facts, and they claimed that the police allowed the thugs to attack them. We even saw pictures of police allegedly standing by while thugs, armed with sticks and clubs, attacked the protesters. This violence targeted at protesters went on for days. Then we started getting reports of attacks on the police. Government blamed the protesters. Protesters always insisted that it was the same thugs that had been unleashed against them that had now gone out of control. And then, of course, there was the shooting at the Lekki toll gate. Obviously, the protesters did not shoot and kill themselves that day. Now, the reason I reminded you of all that history from 2020 is to ask you this question. Would there have been any violence at the NSAS protests last year if the police, the thugs, the shooters at the Lekki toll gate had not been violent towards the peaceful protesters? And secondly, no matter what you believe about what caused the violence a year ago, do you think that those events should be a reason to prevent all peaceful demonstrations going forward in perpetuity? 0700-993-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Of course, there's WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. What do you think about the police vowing to stop any NSAS memorial demonstration? You can leave us your thoughts on Facebook as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We are live on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Anthony's in Lekki. Anthony's our first caller. Hello, Anthony. Anthony, hello. Hello, Anthony. Can you hear me, Anthony? Hello. Ah, doesn't look like Anthony can hear me. 99.3, hello.
President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, President Sandra?
Yes, you're live on the show. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. The police has warned, right? Hello, President Sandra.
Go ahead, I'm listening to you. Hello? Call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, my name is Olumuyiwa, calling from Aja.
Welcome.
When we were in the country when the protest started, we can't even call it protest. We can't even call it rally. Those guys gathered peacefully, buying food, eating food, cleaning the road, clean and sweep everywhere. They organized no violence, nothing, until Nigeria government used guns to scatter them. And when they is going to scatter them, what happened? In fact, we can't say what really happened. But they use guns to scatter them. And they are now still using guns to intimidate everybody. Now, to my friend that want to protest, please don't protest. So save your life. Because that time that you protest and something happened, I don't want to say killing, many people are calling radio station and say you are stopping them. They didn't allow them to pass freely. Please, nobody should protest. No. Let's leave this government. Nobody. I beg Nigeria because I watch people. In fact, that memory is still haunting me. Please, nobody should protest. Let's leave them. Let's leave them. Let them continue to build the country they want. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Olumuyiwa. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. We've got Olalekan Isaac, who says, what we're experiencing is simply state oppression. As long as you can only be abused as long as you're willing to be abused and not stand up to your oppressors. Secondly, you're not a citizen in this country. You're simply a commodity to be used by those in government. Bilatus Ibrahim says, those who lost their lives, no justice for them until today. All right. We've got Paul Silas Danladi, who says, nothing will stop NSAR's memorial. We move. Okay. Benjamin is in Ikeja. Hello, Benjamin. Benjamin, hello. Hello, Benjamin. Can you hear me? All right. Doesn't look like he can. 99.3. Sorry about that. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hello? Hello? All right, looks like we're having some tech difficulty. I don't know what's going on, but if the tech team is listening, please try and fix this situation with the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Nigeria Info.
This is Nigeria Info. Can you hear me? Okay, I guess not.
Hello.
All right, since you can't hear me, I recommend that you use WhatsApp and Facebook a lot today. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. You can also simply just call and go ahead and make your point. Be rest assured that I can hear you, so just go ahead and make your point, okay? 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, that's how you mean.
Welcome, go ahead.
Okay, I want to say that when they say they want to do memorial, have they gone to the police to take permission?
You don't need police permission to protest.
Okay, all right. If then that is the case, what are they memorizing? Is it the destruction or the people that were killed, no justice for them? So if you know the type of a place you belong, you should be able to act decently to avoid any further harassment or destruction. When you memorize the NSAS memorial, what is your profit? What is your benefit? Is it a ministry? Is it an organization? We're in Nigeria, we are suffering, and you want to come and add another suffering into our life again. You should stop. Nobody should partake in that kind of a thing at all.
All right, Ms. Aiwe, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome.
Hello.
I'm hearing you. Just go ahead, please.
Hello.
Oh, okay. So if you call us, we're having some technical issues, so you can't hear me. But I promise everyone's hearing you, so just go ahead and make your point, okay? 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you. Just go ahead,
okay,
please.
Okay, I know you can hear me, but I don't know why...
Oh, please call back if you can. We've got Mrs. Ola in Ikeja on the line. Mrs. Ola, welcome. Hello, Mrs. Ola. Mrs. Ola, are you there? Okay. All right, then. Remember, I said that I can hear you. So if you don't hear my voice, please just go ahead and say what you want to say. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, please.
Hello.
All right, then. 99.3.
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
Hello, Sandra.
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra.
Yes.
I know you can hear me, but I can't hear you. But let me just continue.
Thank you.
You know, we are running a tyrannic system of government in Lagos. My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Surulere.
Okay.
You know, we are running a tyrannic system of government, and very soon, Lagos, Nigeria... as a whole, is sitting on the, how they used to put it, gunpowder, right? Very soon, the time is ticking.
Okay.
They want to be oppressing us. They don't want us to talk. Now, memorial, just like to Remembrance Day, just to remember, give respect to the people that lost their lives, even though the government is denying the fact that nobody died, which we all know they are, this is all bullish. It's, they all blatant lie. So I just wish that we should try and eradicate the fear in our hearts. Whatsoever anybody wants to do, if it's good for you, do it. If you think you can go out of protest, you're supposed to be free. Like, protest is supposed to be your own free will. Nobody should take that right from you. Moreover, Muhammadu Buhari protested. So why are we being put in a straitjacket in this country? Sandra.
Yes.
Sandra, I'm so downcasted. I just feel like running away from this shambolic system of governance.
Thank you so much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
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 Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm Nanye.
Nanye, welcome. Please go ahead.
I want to say, this sense of a thing, memorial they're talking about, what's the essence of it?
Okay.
Is it the sense that are pushed out again to come and continue from where they stopped? And I foresee the one of this time to be, being more deadly than before.
Okay.
Even though I read the roles they are to play, what they should do, what they should not do, and I don't foresee them following the same step. They are not to run after a vehicle, but to the vehicles. But 2 days ago, some of them ran after a vehicle at gate.
Okay.
Because he has no plate number.
Okay.
Is that what they should be doing? They have started to ask for phones. What is that thing you are carrying? Is it their role? Is that their duty? Please, I'm not happy with this, the whole system.
Okay. All right, Nonya. Thank you very much for calling. Amar Yisi Michael says, if they ban the people from holding a moral protest, will they ban us online? Every time I hear the Nigerian youths chant NSARS in unison, my blood rages. Yet I'm overjoyed and I'm glad to be a Nigerian. Even though the force failed to realize that this fight is majorly for them and all Nigerians at large, we will always make that day a day to be remembered forever. All right. We've got Henry Fed Ross, who says, no good memories came from the bloodshed on that day. Let our dead heroes who died with justice rest in peace. Lagos, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll move on to our second story. It was a politically heavy weekend, but you can still talk about NSARS. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station.
It's 3:29. Let's shift to politics now. Kingsley Moghalu joined the African Democratic Congress this weekend. Now, you know Moghalu. He's a former CBN deputy governor. He ran for president in 2019 under the YPP, and he plans to run for president again in 2023. So clearly, he wants the ADC ticket. The big question mark on Moghalu's ambition has been whether he has a realistic strategy for winning. Specifically, there have been questions about whether or not he has what the politicians call a structure. A structure is basically an organization that is able to mobilize votes at all polling units to win an election. Now, obviously, most people who want to run for president don't have a nationwide structure. That's where the party comes in. One big reason why getting the APC or PDP ticket is such a big deal is that those parties have nationwide structures down to every single ward and polling unit. Now, coming back to Moghalu, he has joined the ADC, but his plan doesn't stop there. He said, quote, the ADC is one of the driving forces of an emerging third force that will see a merger of several parties to take power in 2023 and begin the task of rescuing and rebuilding our beleaguered country. End quote. Moghalu is indirectly addressing the concern that even some of his supporters have that no party apart from the APC and the PDP have the nationwide structure to even challenge in the presidential elections. He's saying that ADC will merge with smaller parties to create a third national party. Now, this can only work if all those parties don't have too much overlap. So, for example, if you have 36 parties that are each strong in a different state, when they merge, they create a national party. But if you have 100 parties that are only strong in Lagos, even if they merge, you still won't have a national party. You have a Lagos party. And that's the big question right now. Are there enough small parties spread out across the country to create a truly national party? What do you think? What do you think about Moghalu's move to the ADC? What do you think of his plans for building a nationally viable third force through mergers? Yes, you can still talk about NSARS. And remember, of course, even if you cannot hear me, I can hear you. We're trying to fix our technical problem in the studio. Once we do, you can go back. We can go back to hearing each other. But in the meantime, just go ahead. If I pick your call, just go ahead and make your point, okay? 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. We've got Victor in Lekki on the line. Hello, Victor. Go ahead.
Okay, if you cannot hear, I can hear you very well.
Oh, fantastic. Go ahead, please.
What I want to talk about, what is it, the actor, Chinua Achebe.
Okay.
I think everybody has rights. His or her right to freedom and to express his or her self. Please, I think the DSS should let him go. Please. We want to remember the Lekki massacre. They should allow us to do it rather than trying to tear in everybody. Because when you look at it, if we have a reasonable government and something happens, they will not be fast to build something or rebuild the toll gate. They will hold on at least 1 year, at least, to pay respect to those that have lost their lives. So that is my take.
Right.
And Sandra, please, I want something on Friday. I have not gotten this, so this one, you cannot hear me.
Well, I don't know if you can hear me, but it takes 48 hours. They're gonna make sure you get it. If we have your details, then you're going to get your money, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Quick one. I was talking about the SARS protest. Please, they've warned. The people that died till today, they are still denying. Even the people they invite from wherever to come and tell us stories, they are still telling you that they shoot on the floor. No, they didn't shoot human beings. Then for the Kingsley Moghalu, I wish Nigerians, forget about the structure that these two parties have. We are more than them now. How many are there? We're up to 180 million or 200 million. The two parties, how many millions are there that we can't roll around this man to change the game? Then for the man who is calling the national leader to contest for presidency, I thought he liked that man. He didn't like the man. They want to do what they do to the other man. That I wish that man listened to me then, Hope 93. But they didn't listen to me. So for this one, anybody asking that man for run for presidency come 2023, the person don't love that man. Thank you, President Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling us. We've got Oluwaṣọlá on the line. Oluwaṣọlá, welcome to the show. Hello, Oluwaṣọlá. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Oluwaṣọlá, welcome. Just go ahead, please.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you hearing me?
I am hearing you.
This is Oluwaṣọlá.
Yes, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. Talking of answers, I think Nigeria government needs to change. And police that is giving them warning. They are not going to stay long in protest. It has time they are going to do. They can direct them how to do the protest. There's nothing wrong in doing memorial of those people that were killed on that day. They are doing it all over the world. It's not going to be violence. But the police, the government should talk to them because it's not good for the government to come out with violence on its people all the time. Are we going to remain in fear? The government people rally around and voted for. Ha, this is not good. Then talking of Moghalu change the want to contest for president. and they are saying the man has no structure. Yes. Yes. Do you know the structure they are talking of in Nigeria? The structure they are talking, every government agency are party member. All the people in market, every place, they are party member. When election comes, those people will come out and protest and do whatever they can do to protect that party. Nobody can come. There must be a result before 2023 election. Otherwise, we are going to continue in this because they will spend our money. They will use the people, use everything. They will use NGO. They will use human rights. They will use everybody. They will use media to silence other political parties. At the end, when they get back, they will start to continue preparing for another election. Then we started continuing same way again. This is seven election is coming to 2023. We have not get it right. Everything is worsening every day. I think it's time to correct the wrong. This is the time for us to do it. This is the opportunity we have. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us, Ms. Oluwasola. Governor Sanwo-Olu believes that Bola Tinubu should be the next president. On Friday, a new campaign group was launched called SWAGA. SWAGA stands for Southwest Agenda for Ashiwaju. The groups say that its goal is to mobilize for a Bola Tinubu presidential run in 2023. Now, to be clear, Tinubu himself hasn't said that he's running for president. So either SWAGA or other groups like them are working on their own initiative, or they have Tinubu's private blessing and they're preparing the ground for his public announcement. Either way, Sha, we have Governor Jide Sanwo-Olu speaking at the SWAGA launch. So was the Deputy Governor, Hamzat. And they had a lot to say, but we don't have the time to get into it. But of course, this is a conversation that we'll talk about over and over again. Now, it's not the first time that we've seen something like this. In fact, it's become the norm. Before someone openly declares their ambition, you have lots of groups that spring up, quote unquote, clamoring for the person to come and run. Some say it goes back to the Abacha days when he was allegedly preparing to remove his uniform and run for president as the candidate for all five parties. So you had groups like youths earnestly asking Abacha. You know, the idea was to make it seem like it wasn't Abacha's idea, oh, it's the people begging him to come. Now, not everyone likes this idea. We also heard from Shinopela. He's a reps member from Oyo State. He's an APC leader here in the Southwest. And he said he has a problem with anointing of candidates. He said Tinubu was like a father to him and he would welcome his ambition if he wants to run. But he's against what he calls forcing candidates down the throat of the public. I wonder if you agree. And if you think that that's what's being done here. But anyway, Sanwo-Olu says Tinubu would make a great president. And I want to know whether you agree. Many of you, of course, have lived in Lagos for a long time. You lived in Lagos when he was governor between 1999 and 2007. So you have first-hand experience with his governance. But of course, bear in mind that he left office, 14 years ago? And he has not held a government post since then. Do you think he's still the same administrator now that he was a decade and a half ago? Or do you think he would be better or worse in 2 years' time? Do you agree with Sanwo-Olu about Tinubu as president? What do you think about this practice in Nigerian politics of groups coming out to clamor for a candidate that hasn't declared yet? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Let's speak with Amaka. Hello, Amaka. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome.
It's the first time calling a radio station. I'm so happy.
I'm glad you've called today.
I love you, Sandra.
I love you, too. Turn your radio down a little bit.
Yes, okay. I'll turn it off.
Right. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to talk about the NSAS. I mean, if they want to put, do the memorial service, there's no problem with that. But knowing our government and the police, wahala, please, oh, I beg and beg them. Let them not go ahead. Let them not do it. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Amaka. Call us again. We'd really love to hear from you again. 99.3. Sorry about that. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
good afternoon.
Good afternoon. If you can hear me, go ahead, please.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Just go ahead, please.
Hello.
All right. So for those of you who are just tuning in, you can hear me. Sorry, I can hear you, but you can't hear me. But everybody in Lagos can hear you. So when I pick your call, please just go ahead and make the points you want to make. Talk about the stories you want to talk about. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Okay, I know you can hear me.
Yes, go ahead.
See, what I want to say is this. Don't forget that during the NSAS protest, policemen also died. So why would the police authority not also do a memorial for their own officers that died? Civilians died, policemen died. Why can't we do it as a period of healing for both groups, and let us learn from the purpose, the intention of the protest. Why must the government always see any act of citizens voicing out their concern as a problem? Why must they always be scared of the government saying something out? Why are they always scared? Why don't they? And the Bible says that who is that person that I wrong when nobody is pushing you? Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Who is that person that runs when nobody is pursuing you? 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good day.
Good day. Go ahead.
Maybe you're not hearing me. It is clear that some Nigerians are the problem of this country. It's clear. Because I see no reason why people are coming out to go against the memorial that we're talking about. See, Sandra, let me tell Nigerians that what our parents inherited, we're not going to let it to repeat itself. They were living in fear, and that's the reason why the government is ruling them the way they like. Marginalization, exploitation, you cannot, name them, nepotism. And now they continue to live in that same way until, because nobody want to die, they don't want to die. And they live now until they grow old. And we also born and inherited the same thing. As I'm talking, I'm in my late 30s. We also getting older. And then the newer generation said, no, we're not going to let this thing to continue. We got to fight with our blood. And they fought with our blood. They killed them at Toge. They opened fire on them. Your president, your sitting president, protested before he becomes the president. Nobody shot at him. And if you put peaceful protest, they were killed at the Toge. And now we're talking about memorial. And they say we should not. I'm going to be part of them. Let them come and kill us. But they will continue to kill us until we get to our destinations. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir, for calling us. We've got messages here on WhatsApp. So let's take a look at some of them. Sandra, my name is Prince from Abuja. We can deny it all we want, and you can. But this present government led by General Buhari is tyrannical. I'm in my 40s, and I remember how the people in power now protested almost every month in this same country without any violence against them. Well, I mean, Nigerian protests have always been violent. The army, when they were in charge, were champions at introducing violence into protests that are peaceful otherwise. Ade from Ikorodu says, a memorial for NSAS will be a delight. However, much more than a memorial, I'm wishing we'll engage the populace in the area of getting their voters' cards ready for 2023. I think that is also important. Sandra, let's be adults here. Protests, riotous situations almost always end up in violence. What was a grown man and in the status of Chimotelago expecting from the security security agents being dressed and parading himself like he did in an environment and situation such as he was in. And this same narrative of persons having shot and killed at Lekki toll gate is neither here nor there. For all intent and purposes, a repeat of last year's mayhem and its resultant effects have not been of any benefit to us. On the long run, we don't need such a matter, no matter how pained we get. Duncan from Ijegun with that message. I'm wondering what Duncan means by the death of people at the Lekki toll gate being here and all there. I wonder what that means, but okay. Thank you for your message. Here's another one here. So when police brutality kills the youth and Nigerians in general, we should not protest again, right? Are we in a democracy or a military regime? Well, even during military regimes, you protested. Adams also says, can't Kingsley Moghalu go and contest for governorship of his state and start from his state for change, like Seyi Makinde? Why always the presidency? All right. Adams, thank you for your message. Let's take a look at more messages here on WhatsApp. David in LA says, human life is the cheapest thing in front of this government. It's not worth protesting. These people don't care. Stay at home and make your protests heard online. Only save your lives. We've got more people here. You didn't leave. Oh, Akin says, I implore the youths not to protest. The memories of all that died are still fresh in our minds and will not be in vain. After this government, there will be another government. But, you know, if the next government comes in and sees that this government was able to cow you into not protesting, will they not simply say, okay, let's just follow in the footsteps of the previous one and make sure that nobody ever protests again? What then? Will you just swallow your pain? Will you just say, oh, well, let's just swallow our pain. Let's wait for the next government and the next one and the next one and the next one. Let's talk about Chimotalago's arrest. On Thursday, we saw a video that showed soldiers arresting the actor. If you're watching our live stream right now, you can see that video for yourself. The army later confirmed that they arrested Ago. They accuse him of recruiting people to join IPOB. Now, remember, of course, that IPOB is proscribed and therefore recruiting members on its behalf is a crime. Then another video came out which seemed to show Ago in custody. He was explaining that he wasn't an IPOB member and he was just distributing bread to people. If you haven't seen that video, well, let me play it for you.
And you are now promoting his security. Look for another clue for him.
See, no, I can wear this. My vehicle is parked at the center of office.
No worry, that one.
Hold on. So, this is... Rising. This is fun. This is Rising Sun, not Biafra, not Eastern Security Network. Do you understand?
Stand up.
So, with my education, I know areas to go, areas not to go. That's for you to be videoing all this. Your guy is talking. So let's listen to the facts. They know how to react to the facts. This is the
implication of this thing.
Rising. Me, I believe that.
More than 30 minutes.
I was right.
Gaza people.
Well, this is a not civil dress.
Come this way.
I was buying bread, 10,000 naira bread, sharing the one.
Come this way.
Not no campaign, nothing. Sharing bread, 10,000 worth of bread. When they came, nobody was doing demonstration or carrying people along. These people who were hungry, I was giving them bread.
Then tell you.
I was giving them bread.
Then deploy.
You did wrong to give your feet.
If you're watching our live stream, you're seeing footage of Chimotalago. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3. That's for Facebook. For YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Right now, the state security services have confirmed that they've taken Ago from the army. Ago's friends and family say that he's been denied access to lawyers and doctors. Now, there's a big debate raging over whether or not Ago should be in detention. Those who support it accept the allegation that he was recruiting for IPOB. Those who oppose it say he was arrested simply because he was wearing the Biafran flag on his clothing and that is not a crime. Because remember, there's no law that stops anyone from wearing a particular item of clothing or banning a flag. Also, it's not a crime to support Biafra. It's a crime to support IPOB. There's a difference. On the other hand, you have those who say that given the amount of violence and tension in the Southeast right now, wearing those clothes out in public in that way was bound to cause some katakata. And that in itself, this can be interpreted as incitement. What do you think? 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Remember, you cannot hear me, but I can hear you. So please just go ahead and make your points, all right? You can't hear me, but I can hear you, all right? Leave your comments with us as well on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. You can talk about NSAS. You can talk about Moralu. You can talk about Tinubu's presidential race. You can also talk about Chimotelago in Anambra State. We've got I Square in Ibejuleki on the line. I Square, welcome. I Square, hello. Hello. All right. Sorry about that, I Square. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
That's nice. I know you can hear me, but I can't hear you.
Yes.
I want to talk about the NSAS protest.
Okay.
Last year, Nigeria Info really made my day because I was not online. But you, Sandra, covered the protest. Sheriff did. Joyce did. Even Jimmy Disu did as well. There was no violence. Like you said, let's keep on promoting this thing. Please, nobody should come aside. Nobody should come aside. Everybody should stay inside. We have been staying inside. One generation has passed. Another one is still going. We are living in fears. We can't come out and speak. Is this democracy? I don't think so. But the policeman that the protesters were protesting for, they need good policing. They should take care of the police. Now, they are the one that is still coming out to tell the protesters that they should not do any form of remembrance. Well, to me, the wound is still fresh in my heart. Because any day I hear about NSAS protest, I always feel tears because people died. It could be my brother, it could be my sister, it could be any of my family or my loved ones that died there that day. But glory be to God, and may their soul rest in peace. I know somebody will call you now and start telling you that if truly that there was a massacre, where are the families of those people that died? I know their family are not involved. May God bless those people as well. As for Sanwo-Olu promoting Tinubu as the next president, no problem. Because the problem, we are all alive. We shall see. That was how they did during Buhari's own time. Now this is what we are facing. Hardship all over the place. Glory be to God. Nigerians, we know how to adopt. We go survive. Maybe by Tinubu's time now, we will be buying one derrick of rice, 1,005. Because during Buhari's time now, we are buying one derrick of rice, 500. If you want short better rice, 600. No problem. Glory be to God.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Swagger. There are three payoff lines of action, of passion, and a vision. It's only people like this that have strong vision. And like the chairman had said, when you have a strong vision, you need to have a strong passion.
Employment. Security.
Deputy Governor Obafemi Amuzat said Tinubu personified the progress.
That's the governor there and his deputy speaking about SWAGA. It's a launch to pursue Bola Tinubu's presidential ambition. Lagos, we've got about 1 minute before we have to switch gear and talk about the federal housing scheme. You've been contributing to the federal housing scheme. Did you know that? Do you even know that you contribute to a federal housing scheme? Do you know what that means for you? Do you you know what that could get you? Find out so much about that on the other side of 4 o'clock. But let's go to WhatsApp, where we have lots of comments. We'll try and take as many as possible. On Chimachalago, what happens to cautioning people and letting them go in this country? When the law enforcement agents feel their actions could be inappropriate, must it always be arrested?